Trump orders U.S. military strike on drug boat, killing 11 Nicaragua terrorists and warning to traffickers. By Bob Price on September 2, 2025. On direct orders from President Donald Trump, U.S. military forces launched a precision strike on a drug-laden vessel in international waters, killing 11 Nicaragua narco-terrorists en route to the United States. Trump declared the operation a clear warning to traffickers that those who smuggle poison toward American shores will face swift and lethal consequences. Earlier this morning, on my orders, U.S. military forces conducted a kinetic strike against positively identified Nicaragua narco-terrorists in the SOUTHCOM area of responsibility, President Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. The strike occurred while the terrorists were at sea in international waters transporting illegal narcotics, heading to the United States. The president included a video showing an aerial view of the Ponga boat. At the 20-second mark in the video, the boat explodes and bursts into flames. The boat quickly sank. The commander-in-chief added, "The strike resulted in 11 terrorists killed in action. No U.S. forces were harmed in this strike. Please let this serve as notice to anybody even thinking about bringing drugs into the United States of America. Beware. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Breitbart News contacted the Pentagon for additional information regarding what type of munitions and delivery platforms were utilized in the attack. A senior U.S. defense official responded, saying, "As the president announced today, we can confirm the U.S. military conducted a precision strike against a drug vessel operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization. More information will be made available at a later time." The White House reposted the president's Truth Social comments, adding, "Please let this serve as notice to anybody even thinking about bringing drugs into the United States of America. Beware." During a press conference where Trump announced the attack, he told reporters, "There's more where that came from." The president said the drugs came out of Venezuela. "A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela," the president added. "We took it out." U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio declared, "We are going to wage combat against drug cartels that are flooding American streets and killing Americans," as he prepared to depart on a trip to Mexico and Ecuador. "The president is going to be on offense against drug cartels." Secretary of State Marco Rubio says cartels are in for a rude awakening after the U.S. military destroyed a drug-laden boat from Venezuela. pic.twitter.com/s3ky4ruaad. Fox News, at Fox News, September 2, 2025. In February, the U.S. Department of State designated Nicaragua as a foreign terrorist organization, Breitbart Texas's Ildefonso Ortiz reported. A few months later, in July, the State Department declared that Nicolas Maduro is not the president of Venezuela. Instead, Rubio says Maduro is the head of a narco-terrorist cartel that has taken possession of the country. On August 8, Breitbart reported that President Trump signed an order authorizing the use of military force against certain Latin American drug cartels. That order followed the U.S. government's designation of Venezuela's cartel the Lost Souls as a terrorist group. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the criminal organization is allegedly led by Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and several key figures within the country's military and government. It now appears the use of U.S. military force against drug cartels has begun. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.